علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 201st sermon, whereby certain very beautiful guidance, pieces of guidance have been offered by Imam Ali alayhi salam for mankind, and especially if those who are having any leadership roles pay attention to these advice, then definitely it will have a good effect in themselves and in the societies that they are trying to guide and lead. And in the phrases that we mentioned previously, Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell us that if you are in the path of truth, do not feel afraid, because those who have left you alone are enjoying something that is futile. And what you are enjoying right now, being in the path of truth, is what is going to lead to true satisfaction. So be happy with what you have, and be courageous in the path of truth.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we come to the next phrase after that that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَإِنَّ النَّاسِ قَدْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَى مَائِدَةٍ شِبَعُهَا قَصِيرٌ وَجُعُهَا طَوِيلٌ. That means, certainly you are alone now because the people have left you and they are enjoying a banquet. And in this banquet, the enjoyment and the satisfaction is very little, very short-lived, and its hunger is a lot. And it's long. After mentioning that, he goes on to mention another important phrase, and that is أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, that, O people, إِنَّمَا يَجْمَعُ النَّاسِ, know that only two things cause people to be classified into groups. That means only two things gather them in one place. And what is that? الرِّضَى وَالسُّخُطُ, being liking something, being pleased with something, and being displeased or disliking something. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying it is the likes and the dislikes that divide people, that gather them, that gather a community in one area, in one point, while another community will be gathered at another point. Why? What is that thing that gathers them together? For example, community A is gathering at one point while community B at another point. Why? Those points of gathering is the dislikes and the likes. So for example, one community likes, the capitalistic system, let's say, just as an example. Another community likes the socialist system. Okay, then they dislike capitalism, and therefore, you see, for example, the world was divided into the Eastern and the Western groups at that time. So that's how communities were divided. But even smaller communities are divided based on those likes and dislikes, which they want, you know, their wants and what they don't want. These are the things that cause groups to accumulate in one point and another group to accumulate in another point. So we need to be really careful about what we like and what we dislike. Why? Because this is the reason why you will be gathered in one community, where you'll be counted as one community. It is what your likes and your dislikes. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions a very important sociological point here. Like, it is something that if, let's say, people who analyze communities, sociologists, are to really focus on this statement, they will see there's a lot of wisdom in it. He says, Ayyuhan Nas, now that you see that, okay, there you've become alone, one group has gone to another direction, they've left you. One of the reasons, probably, and like it could be used as a continuation of this statement, is that they have other likes and dislikes. You have other likes and dislikes. What do you like? You are pleased with what Allah wants from you as a community of truth. You are pleased with the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are pleased with the meager that you have, or if you have even a lot, you're still pleased with it. You're pleased to give it in the way of Allah. You are happy with some of the restrictions that the Sharia has placed. You're okay with them. You like, for example, certain groups of people because of the goodness that they have. You dislike, let's say, the wrong forms of attachment to the world. You dislike corruption. You dislike X, Y, Z. So that makes you one community. The other community over there likes corruption, likes plundering, likes amassing wealth, likes supporting oppressors, so they become one community. And they dislike people who fight for the truth. They dislike people who fight against oppression. And you can see today in Palestine, small group, but have got together, the whole, axis of resistance has gotten together. Why have they gotten together? Because they dislike oppression. They dislike being suppressed, being exploited. They dislike that. But there's another group that likes to exploit. So they have all gotten together. And this is what divides communities, the likes and dislikes. So people, look deep into yourself and ask yourselves what you like and what you dislike. Because that will determine which group you are belonging to. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه